with the Common Sense Web and podcasting today and probably for the next few weeks as the result of a shattered knuckle, courtesy of a hyper-competitive pickup basketball game back in Texas where I was for the past week. All is well, but typing is a bit of a chore, so we're going to roll with some podcasts for the time being. And if you like this format or whatever, we can certainly continue to do that. So we will see how this goes. I thought I'd share some thoughts with you after some of the conversations I had last week with, I don't know, about half a dozen or so advisor types, you know, people who have either invested in other deals, looked at other deals, advised other startups, so on and so forth. You know, just a trusted group of people who I'd met or I'd been connected to along the way, you know, who I wanted to talk to while I was back in Austin working with my dev team. It was pretty interesting because, you know, we're very early stage at Notice Technologies. So, you know, we have a very small team. We pretty much work nonstop on a variety of different things. And, you know, nothing really clarifies your mind, I think, as an entrepreneur as much as having to sit down with someone who is not familiar with you or your company or whatever and explain to them in, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, you know, what you're all about, what you do, and so on. And for us, you know, it's probably very similar stories to other early stage entrepreneurs in that we started out with a bit of a hypothesis. We worked down that path along the way, found some things that we thought rang true, found some things that we didn't expect to happen, so on and so forth. And your story, you know, sort of changes and evolves over time, and the types of things you spend your time and money on evolve over time. And what I ended up doing is I put together a little, you know, I wouldn't call it a pitch deck because it certainly wasn't a pitch, but I put together, you know, a presentation to help, you know, to help me organize my thoughts and be able to describe things to people. And the funniest thing about it was that I, you know, came up with this presentation that went through really three or four major business opportunities that have emerged for us, I guess, in the last 3 months that we've been in business. And I was a little anxious about that, about presenting to people the notion that we didn't have all the answers, that we were looking at a variety of different opportunities, but we didn't really know where it was going to go, where sort of the net of what I was telling people is that, you know, is to say, hey, we have a small team, we're very, very active, and we're doing a lot of different things. I couldn't tell you exactly where the opportunity, revenue, the investment opportunity is today, but we're going down the path, and we're trying out a variety of different things, and come 90 days from now, we'll probably know a lot more about where our immediate opportunities are and where our long-term opportunities are. It surprised me to some extent that everyone I was talking to was fairly receptive to that. Now, I wasn't really pitching. I wasn't really asking for anything. It was more introductory, you know, meetings and conversations, you know, than maybe pitching or something like that where you have to get a lot more focused. But, you know, I found the conversations overall, you know, there were probably 7 or 8 people, I guess, that I spoke with when I was back. The conversations were very friendly, very open, and I got a lot of really good advice and good feedback and good insights from people who, you know, were very much willing to help. I don't know, a few lessons sort of came out for me. I thought I'd share a summary, which is, you know, when you go out there, it's first of all, it's always best to talk to people, talk to advisors, talk to prospective investors, so on and so forth. Always best to talk to them, you know, in a non-threatening environment, in a casual setting where you're not asking for anything, you don't need anything. It kind of goes without saying, but, you know, you kind of change the nature of the conversation to some extent. You know, it really is about just kind of getting to know people, getting them to know you, getting to know what they're all about, helping them know what you're all about, so on and so forth. I think it's very beneficial, and I highly recommend it at an early stage, especially if you've made some progress. I mean, I think it's an easier conversation when you have some discernible progress to share with people than it is if you certainly haven't. But when you have these conversations, you really have to be willing to listen and internalize the feedback. And we certainly got a lot of what I would regard as reasonably consistent feedback from people about our business opportunities and where we should spend our time and focus. And I think we'll certainly be acting upon that. but you have to be willing to listen. And third and finally, and I talked about this a little bit earlier, but, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, aggressively try to strike the balance between serendipity and focus when you're early. Probably one of the worst things you can do is be stubborn and focus on an area that isn't working and, you know, flail away trying to make that opportunity work. You know, I think as entrepreneurs, we're always better off kind of, you know, checking the initial presumptions, the hypothesis, the ego, everything that you kind of go out with, checking that in and starting over, doing something different, should the market give you that type of feedback. Those are certainly, you know, I think three lessons that have served us very well so far, and I think we'll continue to use some of those lessons, you know, in the future. So that's really it for now. I'm going to finally later in the week or perhaps early next week, as a bit of a tribute to the departure of Bill Gates, although it's kind of be an interesting tribute to say the least. But I'll, you know, finally share some honest thoughts about my 3.5 years at Microsoft, working with people, elements of how, you know, how you can work with the company better, how they want to work with you as an entrepreneur, so on and so forth. I have several times now given a presentation, speaking engagement on what I term the Entrepreneur's Guide to Microsoft. It's always been very, very well received, and I think that presentation is floating around Microsoft now. I've had a variety of people from Microsoft ask me for it because I'm very honest and candid about, you know, sort of what I think Microsoft's challenges are, where I think the opportunities for entrepreneurs are, which I think there are a ton, and so on. So I'll have a lot of interesting thoughts to share on the company, its people, its strengths and weaknesses, and how you can work better with them in the future. Until then, good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.